In the 26 years of Pope John Paul II's reign, he has had a profound effect on the Catholic Church and on the world beyond it. He's traveled more than any other pope. He's displayed an acute awareness of events outside the church. He's been especially effective at using the media. With us now is Monsignor Kevin Irwin of Catholic University of America, joining us from our studios in Washington. Monsignor Irwin, thank you for being with us. Let's begin by talking about the Pope as the leader of the Catholic Church. What has been his main legacy so far?
I believe he's made us very Catholic in the sense of universal. And Catholic means a wide expanse, and the Church is throughout the entire globe. And he has been the frequent flyer, take the show on the road Pope. And he's the man who's been in many, many places throughout his whole pontificate and made us all aware of interdependence with each other, together making up the whole Catholic Church.
You know, in political terms, we think of, in this country anyway, we're used to thinking of appointments that a president might make over 4 years or even 8 years. But this pope, he's the fourth longest serving pope. He's appointed huge numbers of very important people, 97 current cardinals. I mean, this is a man whose ideas and thoughts and decisions will be felt for at least a generation to come.
No doubt. And in addition, he leaves us with an enormous legacy of writings and speeches and things to be pondered for a great long time to come. And as you say, he's left numbers of people in positions of leadership and responsibility throughout the entire globe, and many of whom have very much the imprint and the face of the Pope to the world.
This is his effect on the Catholic Church, but he's also made a point of reaching out to other religions, hasn't he?
He's a big picture man. Look at Jewish-Catholic relations. No one would have thought 26 years ago what they would be today. There was a meeting, a national meeting here in Washington, D.C., where I live, about 2 weeks ago, and one of the rabbis there said, "These meetings are a pleasure. This is like being with friends again." Well, 26 years ago, I'm not sure that would have been said. And so that's an example reaching way back to his childhood. He was very concerned about a Jewish classmate, a girl who was prejudiced against, had to leave his hometown. And ever since then, personally and theologically, he's been very much a spiritual Semite. And that's one example of his broad expanse once again.
Still, he has led the church in a particular direction in the way that he wanted to go. He's been a controversial figure as well.
Undoubtedly, and good leaders usually are controversial, it seems to me, if they can exert leadership. But I think he's a holy father of solidification, of pulling things together. And so in the aftershocks of the Vatican Council, he was the pope who wanted canon law to be revised. He's the pope who wanted to put a catechism together, not the questions and answers and simplistic catechism, but a fulsome volume solidifying the teachings of the church for the sake of clarity, integrity, so that he does what every pope has tried to do, is to hand on to the next generation the faith as we've come to know it and love it in a way that can be understood by the Catholic faithful and by the world in general. So I would say the philosopher pope looking for a system is manifested in his attempt to solidify and clarify basically who we are.
But clarify it in the way that he sees it, a conservative interpretation of the church.
Catholicism is conservative. We hand on to the next generation what we've received. And so what he's done is to solidify that in a very philosophical way. And he does it with his own particular gifts. No question. It's a highly philosophically attuned papacy. No question.
Monsignor Kevin Irwin of the Catholic University of America joining us from our studios in Washington, D.C. Monsignor Irwin, thank you very much for being with us on Day to Day.
Pleasure.